Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. You know that feeling when you scroll through your feed, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reels? Yeah, me too. But trust me, there's a whole world out there beyond the curated squares of Instagram, filled with real, messy, and ultimately more rewarding connections. Today, we're diving into something crucial: nurturing positive relationships offline. Because let's face it, those likes don't actually fill your cup like a genuine laugh shared over coffee or a heartfelt conversation with a friend does, right? So, how do we make that happen? How do we shift our focus from the digital to the real and cultivate those meaningful connections offline? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, make time for face-to-face interactions. I know, it sounds simple, but with our lives constantly buzzing with notifications and demands, actually scheduling time to connect with people can feel like a monumental task. But trust me, it's worth it. Think of it as an investment in your well-being. Put those phones away for a couple of hours each week and dedicate that time to hanging out with friends, family, or even joining a club or group activity. You'll be surprised how much richer your life becomes when you prioritize real-world connections. Next up, be present. I'm talking about truly being present in those interactions. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and actively listen to what the other person is saying. We've all been guilty of half-heartedly listening while scrolling through our phones or checking emails during a conversation. It's disrespectful and it shows a lack of genuine interest. So, be mindful, be present, and show people that you value their time and company. Thirdly, don't be afraid to initiate. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut with your social life? Sometimes, the only way to break out is to take the initiative. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while, suggest grabbing coffee or going for a walk. It takes courage, but it can lead to some amazing reconnections and new friendships. Remember, most people appreciate the effort. Now, let's talk about communication. It's the cornerstone of any healthy relationship, whether it's with your partner, your best friend, or even your neighbor. Learn to express yourself clearly and honestly, both verbally and non-verbally. Be a good listener, too. Try to understand where the other person is coming from, even if you don't agree with them. Finally, be kind. This one seems obvious, but it's so easy to forget in our busy, often stressful lives. Practice empathy and compassion. Be understanding, forgiving, and offer a helping hand when someone needs it. A little kindness can go a long way in building strong and lasting relationships. Okay, let me tell you a story about this. Remember that friend who always seemed so effortlessly cool, the one everyone gravitated towards? Well, I was chatting with her recently, and she admitted that behind the facade, she sometimes felt lonely. She said it's easy to get caught up in the social whirlwind, but truly meaningful connections take effort. She'd been focusing on making more time for phone calls and dinners instead of just quick texts and coffee meetups. Turns out, those deeper conversations were filling her cup way more than all the superficial interactions online ever could. It's a reminder that sometimes, the most rewarding connections come from simply putting in the effort to show up for people in real life. So, remember folks, relationships are like gardens, they need constant care and attention to thrive. Put down your phones, make time for face-to-face interactions, be present, communicate openly, and be kind. These aren't just words, these are actions that can change the game in how you connect with the world around you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of real-life connections. And if you found this helpful, leave a review. It helps others find their way to this podcast and start building those meaningful relationships too. Until next time, keep your heads up, hearts open, and remember, life is better when lived offline.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.